Yeah, let's go. So we're doing this quite an interesting simon over here. Yeah, so simon kuf nun hilchos snius, and we are up to vav. Yesh by sefer Torah. If there's a house that has sefer Torah, also l'shamashom, you're not allowed to have relations there. El tzarich sheyotzi l'cheder acher, you need to take it to another room. B'mein, meaning even if it's even if it's in a box or whatever it is, it's not allowed to be in that room. If you don't have another room, you make a mechitza in front of it of 10 tefachim, and then it's okay even if it's not in an aron. It should be closed mechitza, so you shouldn't see the sefer Torah. The yiriyah loy chashuva and a yiriyah that's around a bed is not considered mechitza. Kivin she neither, since she is a neither. What am I doing?
Does it mean that the Sefer Torah is not covered?
What?
The covering of the Sefer Torah is not enough.
No, that's for sure
Why
not.
does it need mechitzos?
Why does it need mechitzas?
Yeah. It's already covered, so we don't see the words anyway.
Right.
So how does it help? I
No,
understand.
because even a regular, we're gonna see later, even a regular sefer needs to be covered.
Right, so regular safer can be covered in the same room.
Correct. A cover is not enough. Just not enough of a mechitza.
I'm saying, how does the mechitza help?
Because it makes it a different room.
Just because halachically it makes a different room, different
Yeah.
rishus.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so the urea
So it has
shasava.
to be, hold on a second. So if the mechitza is only one wall in the middle of the room, then it doesn't make it a separate rishus.
No, the mechitza does. That makes it a
Let's
separate.
say the room is 10 feet long and the mechitza
No,
is
the mechitza is only
four
5 feet.
feet. Yeah. So does it
Yeah.
make it a separate room?
I don't
No.
think so. I don't think
Right.
so.
So it has to be through the whole wall.
As I think, I don't. I can't say for sure, but that's what I always thought.
Or
I mean,
completely
he
surrounded.
says it shouldn't have any openings to it.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Any
And
openings
also, by the
around.
way, the mechitza only works if there's no choice. If you can move the sefer Torah, you have to move the sefer Torah to a different room.
Okay,
Right?
fine.
Yeah. I read it as neither before. Because sometimes people have those fancy beds sometimes have there's a name for it. Not a queen bed or something. There's a name that has a bed that has like curtains around it. Since the curtains move, Elim can kosher as malamata. You have to tie the curtains on the bottom, same way you have to tie the walls of a sukkah, right? By and lel simin pei. Sif ayin vav.
This curtain is okay, even the see-through.
I don't know. L'chayr, it's not okay if it's see-through. Oh, but tefillin and chumash and ashar kisvei kodesh. See, tefillin and chumash and other kisvei kodesh. Gemara, midrashim, mefarshim. Right, anything
Was
Torah.
a canopy bed. It was a canopy bed.
Oh, canopy bed. Yeah. Good. Very. Th yeah. Thank you. So any davar should be kedusha. Bein shein b'ksav, bein shein b'tfus. Whether it's written or printed, meaning written is like on a cloth. Printed means like regular printing press. Yochal lanichem b'kli toich kli. We have to put it into a kli, which is in a kli. All right, so let's say it's a sefer. So you have to put it into a bag, and you take that bag and you put it into another bag. Right? Fine. But for dafka kashe kli hashena ena miyuchedeslem. This halacha is also applied for taking tefillin into the bathroom or something like that, and siddurim into the bathroom. It's dafka in the kli, the second kli, is not miyuched for them. Meaning, if you always keep your tefillin in two bags, so then that's not considered two bags. That's only considered one bag. You always have to put an extra bag, right? Because most people keep, well, many people keep their tefillin in two bags. They keep it in the tefillin bag, then it's in a talus bag, or it's in a plastic, or whatever it is. That's considered one, not two. But kelim that are, even if you normally keep the tefillin in 10 bags, kulam kechad chashivi, they're all considered one. And if you spread any type of cover on top of a cabinet that has the svarim in it, that's considered a kli b'sai kli. Right?
Is pants pocket considered double?
So that's a, yeah, many Paiskim say that that's considered double, depending, well, if it's jeans, then no, because that's part of the pants. But
Right. Yeah, regular pants. Yeah.
now here's the thing. Some people say that the cover is considered, meaning the cover of the sefer is considered a cover, right?
Tashmish
That's one, but that's one cover. So then you have to just put
Kedusha.
one more cover. There are those that say that. Yeah. Now there are, this comes up a lot. People, you know, a lot of times people,
Forget,
when you go away for Shabbos, so a lot of times people put you in a room where there's svarim and there's books. So lemaisa, there is a shita that says that if you can't cover the bookshelf with a sheet, so then the couple could be together if they cover themselves head to toe. There is a shita that says that. And I mean, also the it doesn't help a co covering. Let's say you take a sheet and cover over the bookshelf. That doesn't work. That's only one cover. You need two covers. So that's where we rely on the covers of the svarim as one. So if it's a soft cover, meaning a hard cover sefer, it's a soft cover sefer, then it's not so simple, right? Fine. V'chein mezuzah,
why is it different?
because it's not a real cover.
But it's okay, fine. There's also a bunch of empty pages between, before the real ksif.
Right.
It's also not enough.
Yeah. Fine. Chena mezuzah mikavua pifnei macheder tzrichin lechasoisa b'shnei kisuyin shetev kli b'say kli. Right. This is okay. Most people's bedroom doors close, and the mezuzah is outside the door. But if you have the mezuzah inside the door, then you need to put two covers on it. Hashem yehei gamkin mechusa, and you also need the shame. Hashem's name has to be covered, meaning on the outside of mezuzah it says Shakai. The kisei zchuch is loy mahani, and a glass cover doesn't help. The tzarich shelo yehi nira. Right? You have to make sure that you can't see the mezuzah. Right? Fine. Zayin lo yehi raga b'yoyser im ishtoi ela ba'oina. A person should not be with his wife so much only in the time, only in the proper time. Shu chayiv l'floria la'oina. So he's chayiv to be with her at the times that you're supposed to. Dosiv ba'oinosa la'yigra. Do not withhold her time. Hanashim abriyim ba'munogim. Healthy people and their muunogim sheparnasasim b'mekayman berevach, they don't have to travel and they have parnasa ve'ein parmas and they don't pay taxes. Parnasa b'chol laila, then they're mechuyah to be with their wife every night. Right? It's a fascinating musar to be learned from this. The default is that you mechuyah to be with your wife every night. Right? Then depending on what your job is and what you're then you become potter, right? So meaning this whole thing that man, yeah, my wife, I got to spend time with my wife, I got to talk to my wife. No, this is a real thing. I mean, again, he's talking within the framework of intimacy, but it's but you have to have an excuse to not be with your wife, right?
But it sounds like it's only if she
That's a
wants,
different
he
story
can
what
be
Ayn
with
is. Yeah, that's a different story. But the,
then
if
he's
she,
mutar to be every night.
yeah. Let's finish the whole paragraph. Hapoyim shoyis and malacha beirum, workers that have to work locally, anasim beis v'am b'chol shvuah, then their Ayn is twice a week, which is the way we paskin. Most paskin paskin nowadays, the chiyuv is twice a week. If you travel, you do your malacha in a different city, anasim pamachas b'shvuah. The Aina is once a week. Because when you come home, and the same thing, salesmen that go out to the towns with the animals to bring grain and all those things, anasim pamachas b'shvu there also. It's once a week. From avin chavilas ala gemalim imakam rochik, and those that bring bundles from far away on camels, anasim pamachas b'shloishim yaim. Their time is once every 30 days. V'anas tamid chachamim, and the time for tamid chachamim is milel Shabbos and lel Shabbos. They have to be with their wife. They only have to be with their wife once a week, because since he's potter. What's that? He's potter because he's. Because he's learning Torah at nights. Right?
Yes, Lahaira Rabbi Kiva was mechuyav when he came back.
Yeah, so that there she was Michael. She was Michael.
She was Michael if he goes back to learn.
Yeah. Now I've had I'm not gonna kid you not, in the last month I had a couple of wives contact me. Well, one was a therapist. And one was a wife that the husband insists that he's a Talmud Chacham and he only has to be with his wife once a week. And I was like, if you are saying that, then you are not a Talmud Chacham. I didn't get to
And
speak
he's
to the
an Anav
husband.
also.
Yeah, can you imagine? One of them, I said, you know, you could have your husband reach out to me. She says, no, he's a very private guy. He's embarrassed. I said, I don't know who you are. It doesn't make a difference to me who you are. You're a Yid. I'm not going to know who he who I'm never I never knew who he was, and I don't know who you are. But they didn't get through to me. But I told the wife in no uncertain terms, like, your husband is incorrect. The Mishnah Brura says it, and Ramosha says it.
You have to give her Marimekomos.
Yeah,
It's
no, but it's scary
not
because you tell her, then she has tainas on her husband. That's also not good. And another one was a
enough.
therapist, a major therapist, you know. And she's like, I have this lady, and her husband also thinks he's this Christ of Talmud Chacham. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Okay, whatever. You have to be mekayim the ayna also when she's pregnant and she's nursing. You can only be mevatel the ayna when it's from her das, when it's her consent, when she's Michael. And also, you have to be mekayim mitzvah per year. If you were not mekayim mitzvah per year, then she can't be Michael because the man has a mitzvah to have children. And if he doesn't sleep with her because he wants to cause her tzar, he's mamash oiver on a. Okay, this is a very hard part of marriage because sometimes it can take a long time to see if the wife is in the mood, and then she just falls asleep, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure everybody's experienced this in some way, shape, or form.
Why the halacha doesn't say that? Basically, it's everything subjective. Let's say the guy comes back home for half a year, for 3 days,
It does.
and
It
then
means that. It does mean subjective.
meaning no, but the guy who comes back home for 3 days and then goes away for half a year, probably every day would be mutar.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll tell you where it what do you call it? Where it comes in more is
People who travel on sheep, whatever, like.
no, she gets married and the guy tells her that I am going to be working as a local. Right? She says, okay, I'm gonna marry him, he's gonna be around, he's gonna be together with me. And then he gets a new job offering to be a camel driver. Is he allowed to take that job? She got married to him based on the assumption he's going to be around. Right? Okay, all this stuff is really not negeia now nowadays,
Catch
but
22. I mean, she also wants to be supported.
correct, exactly.
I mean, I would hope
So
they're
she
making the
has to give
decision
him a
together.
heter. Yeah.
I would hope they're making the decision together.
Correct, but the question is, does she have a taina? And she said, listen, I didn't sign up for this. Right. I didn't sign up for this. She has a daya. She does. She gets an opinion in what the husband does. 100%. It's not like he can just say, oh, I'm just doing this and finished. All right. Ches. Kol adam tzara liv good izish to bilal tfilasa. You have to be with your wife the night of the mikvah. Laila shel fnei tziyasa l'derech, and a night where he's traveling. He may not hoylich l'dvar mitzvah unless he's going for the dvar mitzvah. If he's going for a mitzvah, then it doesn't have to be. And anybody that sees that the woman wants him, mekashet, she gets herself made up, lefanav kedeshit, so that he should be attracted to her. Chayev lepakta, he's chayev to be with her. Afilu shaloi b'shasenos. This is another reason why that Talmud Chacham ain't such a big Talmud Chacham, because clearly there were conversations between the wife and the husband about him not being a Talmud Chacham once a week, which means that's a kol shekain that he's mechuyev to be with her because she wants it, right? And then they'll have good kids. This is very confusing. If she says to him, "I want you to sleep with me," he chatzufa, then she's considered chutzpah. She's like a zayna, and you are not allowed to. You're not even allowed to stay married to her. But notice the lashon is if she demands it, right? She could suggest it and all that. Even though some svarim say she cannot suggest it, but girls get all nervous. They learn about this in kala classes, and they say you're not allowed to ask for it, and then they keep it hidden, and they're waiting for their husband, and it becomes a disaster. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but I'm like, if I wish the women would know that if they're in the mood. Okay, anyways, the nature of women is that they want their husband to figure it out. But in theory, if they're really willing, they can say to the husband, "Let's be together." That's fine. They just can't say, "I demand." She can't say, like, "Oh, you haven't been with me for 3 days. The halacha and the kids of Shulchan Aruch is twice a week. You must be with me." If she does that, that's incorrect. Right? But other things would be fine. Test. Even when he's with her, he should not be mechamav hanoah. Now, this again, this is what the kitzur says here: is if you don't overeat and you only eat the minimum amount, and this is according to me, all right. He says this about eating also. So here it says that when you're with your wife, you should only have, that you're doing mitzvah. It's not for your benefit. Okay, and I mean, if you don't ever go on your phone and on the news and on and watching sports and going to eat in restaurants and stuffing your face, etc. There's a million things. This is the last thing that you should be doing, right? If you have to be perfect in all other areas once you get to this madriga. So even when he's buyer, he should not have kavana for the anol. What? You say? Okay. He should do it like he's paying a chayiv. And to be mekayim the mitzvahs bayrei that should have banim oiskim b'toira, etc. And the same thing if he's mechavin that the vlad should be strong. The first 3 months of pregnancy intercourse is damaging for the woman and the baby. The middle 3 months, it's difficult for the wife, good for the fetus. And the last 3 months, it's good for both. As it goes out, literally means white, and meaning clean and strong. Shopper dummy, it's good. Now the Pesach is going to say what this means is the first 3 months you could still be together. That's not an issue. It's just you shouldn't be together more than the norm. And if the reason why you're being together with your wife is because if you're not going to be together with your wife, you're going to start thinking about others. He sees that his Yetzirah desires this intimacy. You're going to get schar even for that. It means it's talking about all times. Meaning, even though you're supposed to sleep with her, out paying a chayiv. Right? But even if you sleep with her because you want to make sure that you don't look at other women, that's also a mitzvah. Of course, it's better to push off your yetzahara and to conquer it. If there's a small aver in a person, it's referring to his aver, his private parts, that the more you starve it, it's saddest. If you starve it, then it's satisfied. But if you satisfy it, then it gets hungrier. Right? So meaning, and like I tell couples when I discuss with them, I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, it's like at some point you want to do all this mishigas and that, what the society says to do. At some point, There's only so many things one could do. I hope this is not too graphic. There's only so many things that you could do with one's wife, and your next step is another woman. Right? And that's so at some, Hashem built it in that we have to control ourselves from a very, very strong desire. But somebody really doesn't feel the need to sleep with his wife, but he just pumps himself up that he needs it. Zui atzas yetzahara, that is the eitz of a yetzahara. Yud mishanayachloi yeshloi lizar shloi l'sham shloi b'tchilas alayla l'sofa ela b'emtza. If it's easy, a person should be careful not to be mishamish, not in the beginning of the night, not in the end of the night, only in the middle of the night. L'yiga ba'ama, a person should not touch his eber, afilu tzaro zivug, even during intimacy, achayito yadav karoy, until he washes his hands, da'ayinu gimu pamu v'seirugan, kimavor v'simin beis. It's interesting, people I don't think are too makbid on this, that you're supposed to wash your hands before intimacy. Fine. Yud Aleph. Also, l'shamash b'shvakim u'rechayvus u'beganim u'pardesim. You're not allowed to be together in the streets, and in the gardens, and in the orchards. Meaning, any place that is open. Ela be'beis dira, only in a house. Shelo yikederech znus, which should not be like a derech znus. That's it, right? No, Yud Gimel. I'm sorry. Yud Gimel, I'm sorry. Okay, good. I'm listening, Avi. I'm listening. Maybe I didn't listen. Yud Beis, Kishiyesh Chas V'Shalom, Rabba Medina, Shukra Tvu B'Kefil. If Chas V'Shalom, there's a starvation in the Medina, that, and how do you know what a starvation is? That the price of grain went double. Even if he has enough grain, Ashiyesh Chas V'Shalom, Shar Tzara. Or Chas V'Shalom, there's other tzaras. Also, l'shamash mitasekim b'leil tefilasa. Then being together is only during leil tefila. Many people had asked during Corona, are they allowed to be together with their wives and it's things like that? Well, it's only but so okay. It's unclear when that. It seems like the Poskim said that it was fine, but except for mikveh night ulachasuch evonim, those that don't have kids mutar b'chol ayna, then that's mutar on every ayna. Yud Gimel, lo yishamashim ishtay ela meritzayna. A person should not be with his wife unless she wants it. Oh, she'ena merutza lo yishamashim. But if she doesn't want it, he can't be mishamash, right? All of a sudden, you got the guy that goes the other way. He says, oh, it's twice a week. I got to be together with you. Or I work local. I got to be together with you every night. She's not in the mood. And that's a problem, right? The kol shekein to also la'ansa and kol shekein that it is also to rape her. He should not be together when she is hated to him. Aishu meaning he hates her. I'm sorry, he hates her. Aishu snu Allah, or he's hated by her. He says, she says, I don't need you. Right? That's even if at that particular time she's Ritsuya Batashmish. But if she really doesn't want him, then that's it. If he puts in his heart to divorce her, and she doesn't know, even though she's not hated to him. Also, it is also to be mishamish with him. Mamish, and it's also he can't be with her when she's sleeping mamish, right? Which means, but. If she's like in and out, then it's fine. Gamla Yishamash, neither one of them are allowed to be drunk. How much are they allowed to drink is unclear. Right? Fine. Okay, we will stop over there. All
Oi.
right. Everybody should have a fine night. Shabbos Tovus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.